You're listening to Alternative to Sleeping with Ethan Allman, and we've got on the phone Ruben Valchera. How's it going, Ruben?
Hey, man! See, he does it again, right? Like, our last interview started out with a whole harangue on how to pronounce my name. And so what does your host do? He says, here we have Ruben Valchera. How's it going, Ruben? I mean, Ruben. My God, it's just a comedy act all the way through. It doesn't stop. Before I get on stage, after I get on stage.
Well, I'm sorry.
I've got to make sure that Steve Jay's not sleeping in his bunk. I think he is, though. Good. Then that means I'll talk louder so I can wake him up. Poor old guy. I feel sorry for that guy. So the good news is that we found out that all the new venues that we're going into are being supplied with handicapped access for the wheelchair things for Steve Jay. So this is a good thing. So we're not discriminating against the elderly.
Well, that's like,
Steve's a great guy. He's one of the architects of the Muir Woods and the Petrified Forest. He actually grew those trees.
Don't tell him I said this.
He was actually a roadie for King Tut. I got a million of them. How you doing, man? And how's everybody out there in, I Can't Sleep, Radio Land? What is the name of your show again?
Alternative to Sleeping. You don't have to pronounce it right.
El Alternativo a Dormar. How's that?
It's great.
What's new on the scene, man? What's new?
I'm excited. You guys are coming to Albany next week.
I know the place. It's a nice place. It's getting cold out here, though.
Yeah.
You know, where it's starting to rain on us and stuff like that. We've had some really, really great shows, especially after the Comedy Central thing. Where you can just see people are going, they're coming out of the woodwork. They're just like, well, I had no idea. You know, I thought that it would be smashed watermelons and stuff like that. And he pulled props out of a box. And, you know, I thought his hair was red, you know.
So have there been... So the shows have been more energetic since the special?
Well, it's always been energetic, but it's just sold out. It's just people are coming and not expecting, you know, thinking that it's going to be Frankie Yankovic doing the beer barrel polka or something. They're actually, they are knowing all about Al and can't wait to see it, and they're even more amped up. And so that makes us just, you know, we do what we do. We know our show works, and we do it, but when people are out there, like, sending the energy back, we just kick into high gear. Even, like, Steve's, like, heart rate goes up to about 60, I think. So, did I say that? I didn't say that. That was in me.
Is that another thing I need to cut out of the interview?
No, you can keep that in.
Okay.
My interview with all the controversial things that I said last time, you probably had like 1 minute worth of anything worth putting on the air.
It was the intro, me pronouncing your name wrong, then saying goodbye.
Yeah. And you did it again. And you did it again this time, so it's going to be the same show. The intro, you pronounce my name wrong, then we say goodbye. Anyway, so you're bringing all your friends?
I'm telling people to go.
I hear that my interview was actually kind of popular.
Yeah, I think a lot of people. I googled your name, and my interview with you comes up on page 2. So that's pretty cool.
Well, we should move it to page 1.
Yeah, I think once we get this second interview up, we'll move on to page 1.
I think the page 1 is probably still dedicated to all the bill collectors that are choosing me. It's all the bill collection companies. I'm kidding. Al pays me very well. Yeah. I'm sorry. I just got struck by lightning.
Do you get royalties from the DVD from Comedy Central?
Al is the artist. We are the band. Al takes care of us. Al is the artist.
Okay.
He is the producer. He is the guy. So it's all about Al.
Right.
And I'm I'm happy, very, very happy to be here because of really nice things like Kurzweil made me an official artist. They have other people on their site that they show that, you know, use their stuff, other artists.
Uh-huh.
They made me an official artist that is going in and promoting stuff. And they had me show some stuff to some famous legendary keyboardists that were wondering about whether Kurzweil could, you know, do, whether this product could do what they needed to. And so they brought in, they introduced me to Felix Cavalieri the other day, who was the founder, the keyboardist, vocalist, composer for the Rascals.
Oh, wow.
He's doing stuff like, you know, good loving. I'm singing on your interview. Shut this down. And you're like grooving on a Sunday afternoon and stuff like that. And so they have me meeting all these guys and showing stuff. They got me in ads and, you know, so there's a lot of nice perks to all this. So
yeah,
I'm fine not receiving the penny a month in residuals. DBTs. I'm kidding.
So do you ever get starstruck when you're meeting these, when you met these, you know, musicians?
I haven't gotten starstruck in a long time.
When was the last time? Do you know?
I can't tell you. I'll think about it.
All right.
But the thing is that now Shorts was here. He told me that I was kissing up. But the thing is that being around Al, you know, I mean, he was a celebrity when I met him, and I was new to meeting celebrities, you know.
Right.
Because I was new to L.A. I was new to seeing a celebrity on every street corner. But after working with Al and seeing what he could do, and how control, you know, how strong he was and as a performer, as an artist, and this and that, it's just like everybody starts, like, they just become kind of like also-rans. So I really don't get that, you know, that all caught up in the celebrity thing.
Maybe
famous legendary salseros, you know, like Eddie Palmieri and these kind of guys, Sergio Mendez and those kind of guys. They, you know, because I really, really look up to them. Mm-hmm. Maybe Jimmy Page, you know?
Yeah.
You know, even Hendrix. Yeah, that's it. Probably wouldn't know what to say to Hendrix. He probably wouldn't talk to me much, would he?
Right.
Is this stuff really worth putting on your radio show? You're going to really, like, they're going to put you on at 3 in the morning.
I'm debating. I used to be on at 3 in the morning. But
that's why you called it that.
Yeah, it is. And then I moved up to 10, so it less apropos, but it still works. What kind of...
It's very fun. I was going to tell you that it's very fun that that I'm going back to my alma mater in Santa Cruz.
Oh, yeah?
And I remember the first time, it's like, I'm like, hey, I went to UCS. Don't you want to interview me? Get out of here. And that was, that was a long time ago when I first joined Al, but now they're like, they've just been getting all these requests and stuff for interviews, school magazine, and just everything. And
that's really cool.
So I got a lot of friends. I haven't seen a lot of these people in a long time, and they come through with a big giant show like this at the you know, the big giant Civic Center. It's like it's pretty cool, you know.
Yeah.
And it's not that I'm there and getting all, you know, going nuts because I'm like, say, hey, look at me. You know, no, it's not that. I'm just, it's just nice to come back to the alma mater and hear, see, that's another school newspaper right now calling. It's nice to come back to the alma mater and see my old friends again.
Yeah.
You know, it means a lot. Why are people, oh, wait a minute. Well, he's just going to have to wait.
All right.
It's Bermuda. He probably wants to horn in on the interview. Tell one of his boring stories. Anyway, so you were going to ask something.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of questions I wanted to ask you. I'm just thinking that there was a whole library of Weird Al songs before you joined the band. Do you look down on those since you're not performing in them?
No. Well, the thing is that as I say, yes, I'm honored and I'm blessed to to be part of this.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I remember still hearing Al's stuff for the first time. Somebody put it into a cassette, had a cassette of it in a car. We're driving to a gig, we listen, and we just laugh, and it's great. But if somebody had told me, you know, dude, you're going to be like with him for, you know, you're going to be with him.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time, for 20 years, it's going to be your legacy. I would have gone, are you kidding? Are you kidding? I don't think so. Go away. I would have pushed him out of the car.
Yeah.
But because I was playing, you know, Chick Corea, Return to Forever, that kind of stuff, you know, all the, or funk fusion, all sorts of heady stuff. And I never thought, but the thing is that I don't look at the songs and turn my nose up at them. It's just, I never listened to that kind of stuff. It was fun, but I never paid really attention to it. Now I have to, and it's, you know, it's all consuming, but it's all about the production effort. That's what I found. You know, that's the thing that's impressive.
Yeah.
Because you can see Rick Derringer in the early years, early first couple albums, basically showing Al how to go in and produce. But he didn't know that he was actually showing Al, because Al was just like soaking it up like a sponge, taking notes on everything. And then when it came time, he said, well, guess what, Rick, goodbye. Pushed him out the door, and he took over. And he's just like, you know, he'd come in with everything all written down, everything all diagrammed out. He learned. And then I kept seeing the production values, you know, go up and up on the albums.
Right.
And then equally so in concert, where, you know, instead of the videos the way they are now, or the production, the media that he presents now, instead of it being the way that it is now, it was on, like on an 8mm projector.
Mm-hmm.
On the middle seat in the auditorium, you could hear the thing going click, 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 click. Some lady ran over, the power cord went, oh no, they plugged it into a switch that had a dimmer on it one time. So somebody decides, oh, we need to turn off this light, and the whole film went,
oh man.
And we're like, what the, what's going on? And then we figured it out. And some other lady one time, she runs across the power cord with her wheelchair and, you know, brought that show to a halt. So, and now it's like, no, it's way different. It's the way it's supposed to be now.
You guys,
so
have,
it's very cool.
Have you guys had any big disasters like that recently?
The only disaster, I think the disaster, the closest disaster we had is that I think Al, the colleague, started falling asleep on his Segway because the audience was so lame at one of these places. They were putting us to sleep. I swear he almost fell. He did. He fell off his Segway.
Oh, man.
And that's a funny thing because, you know, he'll zip around on that thing and he'll head right at the audience. I'm going, dude, you know, if that thing ever, like, screwed up, like, going, like, head first into the audience, going, you know, 20 feet below, you know, nothing like that. I do remember the time that he fell off the stage while he was, he walked into the lights, you know, just, like, looking into the lights.
Right.
And he didn't realize that, you know, he walked about 5 feet in, you know, forward into the lights, but he didn't realize the stage was 4 feet long.
Oh, man.
And he took a plunge onto concrete about, you know,
jeez,
I think it was about 8 feet down.
Was
and he, right? And the guy gets up. Now, this is a long time ago when he was young and spry, but he gets up with the accordion and still tries to do the intro to, like, Another One Rides Up. And so he's got blood all over him and a couple of bones hanging out his hip and, like, dude, no, stop. Things like that have happened.
Wow.
But that was a while back. Otherwise, it's weird things like electricity being weird or something, and maybe the computer getting, like, testy. And
yeah, you said last time that there was, like, a ghost haunting one of your things.
That was Glenside, which is near Philadelphia, and I'd heard about this ghost, and I asked the ladies, been there a bunch of times, and I asked the lady, so how's the ghost? Oh, he's been causing trouble. And so, and I actually talked to the ghost, you know, before the gig. I'm like,
yeah,
dude, because I hear that the ghost, like, it's known that the ghost likes to sit in.
Okay.
True. And I'm like, so ghoulish guy, you can sit in, you can play a note, this is okay, but please don't go screw up my keyboards. Please don't. And so what did he do? He went and he screwed up the server, and then he made my keyboards take a dump, which they never do.
Wow.
And then I look back, and there's a way that you can scroll. I think I told you this before.
You can scroll
up to like 127. You can't go backwards or into negative or anything. Just 0 to 127, that's it. I looked at the number. It was like minus 4375 or something. It's like, wow. You can't enter minus signs. So this guy really went in and screwed it up. But that was minor. It was no big thing.
How long ago was that?
It was the beginning of the, I think it might have been the beginning of the leg in June.
Okay.
We've been out so long that the whole weather thing or the whole seasonal thing,
mm-hmm.
There's nothing there. I mean, I have no idea what season is. Finally, now I do because it's starting to rain.
Right.
But, I mean, since we've been going to different hemispheres and stuff, like Australia, you know, it was when we went there during the winter, but then it was summer down there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then we come back, and it's, like, summer still, and then it's more, and then we go somewhere else, and it's spring there, and it's like, what, isn't this winter supposed to be in here somewhere? So, I don't know where, and I never know where we are. But we've got a couple more dates, and then... I think we're finished for the year.
Oh, cool. And then probably picking up next year?
Al's manager, the great, I think his name is Who Me with a question mark. Yeah, aren't you Al's manager? Who Me? Yeah, oh, great.
Jay?
I think Who Me describes him better. he sent us a letter saying, I hear that many of you have been wondering what's going on next year, so I just sent you an important letter to tell you that I don't know. So I went and sent Bermudez a letter saying, attention, I have just received important news from Jay Levy, and that news is that he has no news. It's typical. They're working on stuff, but they're not going to tell us.
Right.
You know, so whatever. I get to go home and take care of my stuff. I'm going to bring down Facebook.
Yeah, what's going on with Facebook?
Facebook is like, it's getting weird now. There, it's like all these little weird things going on, like where, well, first of all, I don't know who I'm posting to. I don't know whether they're even seeing my posts. You know,
right.
I kind of like to know that. Like, friends who I'm with, who I know, and friends that are actually allowing my posts to come through. Because, you know, if I said something like maybe Bush is an idiot or something and to the wrong guy, you know, everybody in Texas would probably like say, well, I don't want to hear anything from you anymore.
Right.
You know, but I'd like kind of like to know, am I just like talking to myself if I'm posting something on Facebook? You know, that'd be kind of nice to know and see who's actually listening to you. But the thing is that they're also doing all these other weird little things like, do you ever get, like, things where it says, hey, I'm cleaning out my friends list. Do you still want to be my friend? Have you seen those?
Yeah, I've seen people post those.
Yeah, but I talked to those people. They haven't posted it. It's spam.
Oh, really?
I don't know whether Facebook is doing it to get lists of people. I don't know whether spammers are doing it to get lists of people. You
Weird.
Know? And then Al, actually, there was one from Al, and he's... And it says, Al has accepted your, you know, you as a friend on Facebook. I'm like, what? You know, Al isn't even on Facebook. You know?
Yeah.
So there's weird stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's sad because it was a cool thing for a while, and now, of course, it's been tainted.
Yeah.
Anyway, why are we talking about Facebook? Let's talk about something else.
I don't know. You know, I did want to know, what kind of, like, hobbies, what kind of stuff do you do outside of music?
Right now, it sounds like I'm full of doo-doo, but right now I'm just really interested in being at home, being with the fiance, and practicing piano.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
so outside of music, you're practicing piano.
Pretty much. It's like trying to stay healthy, trying to eat the right things, trying not to eat the wrong things. That's the hard part.
Yeah.
Eating the right things is fine, but eating the wrong things is harder. Or not eating the wrong things is harder. But I guess a hobby would be trying to get out of the house. I have so much stuff to do in my house.
Yeah.
I got my studio, I got my piano, I'm able to play and practice and make sound 24 hours a day where I'm at. And I'll be watching TV, or I don't even watch TV anymore. I'll watch like Netflix or something. Watching, and then all of a sudden I go, wait a minute, I'll bet I could play that passage in that Schumann thing way better than that, because all I have to do is use this finger or something, you know? And I'll jump to the piano and go, I act like a cat, those cats they run to, suddenly get up and run to the room like somebody just pointed a gun at them or something. I'll do that and just run to the piano, and then I'll look up and it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Do you prefer an actual piano versus a keyboard?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, an actual piano, the kind that I want, or the kind that sound good to me, start sounding good at about, $40,000.
Wow.
up to like $200,000.
Wow. It's like a house, you could live in it.
That's a big investment.
Yeah.
And I got other things that they need to be investing in.
Mm-hmm.
A piano, and the thing is that it just sounds so great when you're alone, and there's nobody bothering you or distracting you, and then you can just go into a total meditative zone, and you're not worried about whether, somebody's going to get what you're playing or like what you're playing or this. So you're not being judged,
Right.
The walls are your only judges, and then the way it reverbs, reverberates off the walls, and just sends you into a zone, and I'll be there for 15 minutes. I'll look up, and it's been 2 hours.
Wow.
I'll look back down another 15 minutes. I'll look back up. It's another hour. That's the way it is. It really is. And the more you're doing it, the better you're getting and the deeper you're getting. It's like reading in a way. I mean, you're going in and your vocabulary, just gets stronger and stronger. Whatever thoughts or feelings that you have, you're able to express them better,
mm-hmm.
In your playing, because it's practice makes perfect. But I'm a lucky guy, so I do this, then I go back and I concentrate on that.
Cool.
While I can.
You're like a pretty loose guy, funny, and you seem happy. But sometimes when I see you on stage, you look kind of angry. Is that like an act?
That's just my look.
That's your look?
That's just my look. It's like Jessica Rabbit, It's like, well, what do you look like? Well, that's I'm not really bad. I was just drawn that way.
Mm-hmm.
I got these eyebrows. I got the girlfriend's telling me, no, you got to trim your eyebrows or else, you look like an evil old man or something. Okay, fine. and sometimes I'll just, I'm not thinking about what I'm playing. I'm just like, thinking of something else for some reason, and then I'll see a picture of myself and go, oh God. But if the audience is just really into it, I'm like smiling and running around and moving around and this and that.
Yeah.
And if they're kind of like going, weirdo what? Weirdo who? Which they don't do.
Yeah.
I'll find myself like maybe not looking as happy.
Oh.
Now you got me all self-conscious. Now I got to smile. I got to go somewhere and smile.
Do you do the sound cues, or does someone else do that?
The sound cues? What sound cues?
Just like during songs, like the different sounds, sound effects. Is that you?
That's me, and it's shorts.
Okay.
For me to, you know, I do it. Sometimes when you hear like 50,000 singers singing in a choir,
right?
Sometimes that we have help,
mm-hmm.
and it's not us because there's not 50,000 people up there.
Yeah.
But our audience is smart, so they understand all that.
Yeah.
But.
Well, Ruben, I don't want to take up much more of your time.
I'm fine. You know me. I'm fine. I'll just keep talking until I run out. But I don't want to. I don't want to like infiltrate your show with a bunch of nonsense. You know, you can ask me any more Al questions that you want. Like, when is he going to give you a raise? I don't know.
Maybe after 21 years. Is that?
Yeah, something like that. No, actually, this will make 20 years. I'm coming up on 20 years from when I first went into rehearsal.
Do you have a celebration planned? Any kind of party?
Let's see. Judging from the celebrations that they've given me, which have ranged from tar and feathering me publicly on stage, which is true. I leaned back and closed my eyes to do some shtick thing, and the stage manager came up and poured a giant, 50-gallon drum of something on me, and then they smashed a bunch of pillows down, feather pillows on me. I had to stand in the shower for 45 minutes to get everything off.
Oh my God!
Who's that? That bad? It was years ago.
Oh man!
Years ago, I look like a weird chicken that just got run over by 3 Mack trucks sitting there on stage with just a big pile of feathers.
Are there any pictures of that?
Somebody has a video of that somewhere. It's not very, you can't, it's very grainy.
Okay.
But, so if they're planning any celebrations for me, I'd rather not.
Okay. Do they know that it's going to be your 20-year anniversary?
They know. I hope they're not planning anything.
Okay. Oh, man.
You heard that whole story. I know I told you that whole story, how I actually impressed Al. Well, I'm glad. Thank you, fans, for tuning in.
Yeah. This is a lot of
fun. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening to this whole interview. If your host has any brains or taste, then he will have just got it so that it says hello and goodbye.
I think I'm going to edit out the part where I say your name wrong and then each part where you bring it up.
Yeah, do that.
Is that a good
idea? That.
Should I do that?
Yeah, because it's a waste of time. It sounds like even more like a whiner. Anyway, I got to fix it. So Bermuda's calling me. I must go. So,
all right, tell him I said hi.
Fans, I'll see you out there soon. All right.
All right. Thanks, Ruben.
Talk to you soon, Ethan.
All right. See ya.
Bye.